This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, 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 bass. Yeah, it's pretty clear. I ain't no size two, but I can shake it like I'm supposed to do. Cause I got that boom boom that all the boys
say. Coming up to the hour on Doug Steffens' Good Day Radio program. Doug's out. I'm Jay. Jen Horn is here. Yay!
And James with the tunes for the win.
I know.
I mean, come on.
I know. Playing some really great music.
Like it.
I can get down with Meghan Trainor. She is so great.
She's so cute.
She is. She seems like one of those people that when she's not performing or doing the musician thing, she's actually like a real down-to-earth
person.
Yeah,
like normal. Right.
I think a lot of famous people are that way. We just don't have that perception of them. And then you have the people who just aren't. They are larger than life and everything.
A little
extra. Yes, but I feel like she would be one that's like, you just hang out on the couch and watch a movie and have so much fun. Like, I don't want to say an effortless friend, but a non-energy taxing friend. Do you know
totally.
What I mean?
Yes. We don't like the leeches, the ones that just suck you dry of all your good graces. Yep. No, I think she'd be fun. And I think she's even when she performs, I think she's got that sense of real person, you know, she's not like, but she's got an incredible voice, so good for her.
She does. Okay, so we definitely have to talk about what's going on with Israel and Hamas. Israel forces took control of a Hamas compound in the Gaza Strip. Was it overnight Sunday into Monday? This was a compound that included all of the underground tunnels that we're always talking about. Mm-hmm. There was a training area, observation posts. Israel did not disclose the location of the compound, but did say that during this operation, several Hamas terrorists were killed.
Well, these tunnels, I mean, are something that I don't think that many of us understand, but they're like, from what I heard, and, you know, Gaza, the Gaza Strip is a relatively small area geographically. Mm-hmm. The tunnels, I think there are 600 miles of tunnels that run under Gaza, mm-hmm. which is so incredible when you think about that, because they go back and forth and zig and zag. And it's really this underground network that can transfer not only people, but weapons. This is how they were able to bring in a lot of the ammunition and rockets and such. I mean, they use these tunnels for absolutely everything. And there's also a lot of in and out points. And so what's been difficult for the IDF is that they're trying to knock out the holes, basically the entrance access points, so that people aren't, so that the Hamas terrorists aren't sneaking up behind them as they start to clear space and move in. It's just hard work to do when you're just judging. And of course they have a ton of technology, but you're just relying on that technology to be right.
Yeah. It's like these are underground cities, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They also struck different command centers and a tank launch post, additional observation posts. I think we already said that one. But yeah, so there's going to be continued conversations over what's going on, continued moves from both sides, of course. Next year, the 2024 election, ABC and others, they did some polling to see how Americans feel about the country in general.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, three quarters of Americans, 70, what's that?
I said, good luck on these results. Let's see. I haven't previewed them. I'm just guessing it's not great.
Oh, but that,
go ahead.
See, and this is what's so fascinating. It's one of those of like, oh, finally, something most of us can agree on. So three quarters of Americans believe the country is headed in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
That's 76%. And the leading Democratic and Republican candidates are viewed broadly, quote unquote, unfavorably.
Mm-hmm. I think that's true. Right. I mean, they're both known entities. A lot of times when you have politicians, they rely on the fact that you don't know how they're going to lead. Mm-hmm. But with Biden and with Trump, if we say presumably that Trump is going to continue to be the front runner for Republicans, we know Biden wants to seek reelection. We know them. And what's mm-hmm. funny is that Trump, I think it is fair to say, performed better during his presidency, but he also caused a lot of people not to like him by the things that he said or how he was depicted, either by himself or by the media, depending on what you believe. Biden, I think, still gains some sympathy because people are like, oh, it's just Joe being Joe, but he hasn't really done a great job. I mean, the country is in decline in many ways, in, you know, economically, foreign policy, national security. So mm-hmm. what do you do? Do you go for the guy you don't like who performs better or the guy that you do like that isn't performing so high? I mean, it is. I mean, I know what I would do, but I think for a lot of people, it's a tough call.
Well, and it always comes down to, well, you're picking the quote-unquote lesser of two evils, or you're not voting somebody into office, you're voting to keep somebody out of office, the one that you don't like more. And 95% of Republicans think things in this country are heading in the wrong direction. 76% of independents feel that way, and 54% of Democrats. And like you said, with Biden and Trump, they are definitely the two candidates that most people believe will be facing off against each other in 2024. And the more it goes, it does seem like that is going to 110% be the case.
Yeah, I think there's actually more of a question about Biden rather than Trump at this point, if Biden's going to make it through. I hope that he does, because as someone who wants to see President Trump back in the White House, I think he's an easier target to run against, because basically it's an A-B column. You know, here's what Trump did, here's what Biden did, pick what mm-hmm. you like. But there's always the conversation about whether or not Biden's going to make it. And, you know, part of it is because Republicans are pushing impeachment because there are really questionable things in Biden's past about money that, you know, came to him and to his family and from where that money came from. And did he sell his position to get the money? Is being investigated. And if you go down that path where he gets impeached, do a few Democrats in the Senate throw him under the bus to try to get a new candidate in there, if that's possible? It's also possible that if they don't like Kamala Harris taking over, that they, during the convention, can helicopter in someone who they see more favorably, like a Gavin Newsom. And then God help all of you, because California is not the greatest.
Don't you feel like that would happen? I'm not sure that Harris is going to be the running mate in the next.
Well,
in this next
she may not have a choice. So what I'm hearing a lot of when people are kind of going, okay, what could happen? The Democrat Party is run differently than the Republican Party. I don't think it's for the good, but in this case, it would be for the good, I guess, if you didn't want either of these candidates. They have super delegates, which you may remember they were being tossed around during the primary between Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton. And the super delegates can really kind of upend what the voters have done. So there is a possibility, using the party elite and using super delegates, that they knock out Biden as the nominee. Gavin Newsom doesn't ever have to put himself on any ballot, and they could helicopter in Gavin Newsom if every superdelegate was in agreement to that. Long shot, but that is really at this point the only way that a Gavin Newsom could get into the race, because he's already missed deadlines to get on ballots like in Nevada and other places where you'd have to already be a declared candidate. So you need each and every state with how closely divided our country is, and right now, another candidate's not going to be able to jump in at this late date and get themselves on all the ballots. So,
mm-hmm.
and have a real chance of winning. We had a Democrat, Representative Dean Perry, I think, who's challenging Biden now, but it's not a real challenge because he's not going to get himself on every single ballot out there. It's an uphill battle. But someone like a Gavin Newsom, keep your eyes on the convention to see if that is something, if they think Biden's not going to make it through, that they could do to try to save the race.
That makes sense. Well, and with you were talking about with a lot of candidates, you won't really get anybody new right now because there's just not enough time for them to make a lot of ballots. And with the whole mm-hmm. the fundraising and getting so many people behind you before you can even make it to the big dance to hit the debates. If you don't qualify for certain things, it's kind of like, well, why keep wasting time, money, energy to keep pursuing a candidacy if you aren't even qualifying for debates? Because debates, that's where the people are really watching a lot of these debates, or heaven forbid, seeing the clips on social media, which is always taken out of context.
You know, Democrats aren't even allowed to Biden to debate. So that was one of the reasons that RFK Jr. switched to become an independent, because he felt like he wasn't getting a fair shot by the Democrat Party, because he was in early enough to get on ballots and make a real challenge of Joe Biden. But the party would never let that happen. So they're pretty heavy handed the way they run things to make sure that their desired outcome is going to be there, which is why you saw the switch, which was pretty significant. And what's interesting is to see in the polling how RFK Jr. is doing when it comes to Democrats and Republicans, who he's stealing more votes from, because he is going to take a chunk from both parties.
Interesting. Definitely something to keep an eye on. In unrelated news, Arizona Hot Springs has had to close Lake Mead due to fecal bacteria.
Ooh, speaking of politics.
Yeah, they temporarily closed.
He's running for president, right? Fecal bacteria?
Fecal bacteria. It's going to be a write-in.
Right.
Write-in vote.
Exactly.
Yeah, the high levels of fecal bacteria found in the Arizona hot springs. This is coming after, what, just the other month? I think it was like September that Lake Mead had to close due to a brain-eating amoeba that was found in the hot springs and then some hot springs below the Hoover Dam.
Wow.
Is Lake Mead the one that a lot of people go missing and drown in?
Yes. Oh,
or,
that's the one. Because it's near Vegas, so you can just dump the bodies.
Yeah. What is the deal? Why is it even still a national recreation area if there's constantly, like, something happening to shut it down?
Brain-eating
amoebas, that's enough to be like, no.
Yeah, that's a problem. And, like, you can't really tell when you're sitting in a hot spring if there is that fecal bacteria, because they all stink. I mean, every time I've sat in a hot spring, they all stink.
They do.
Like a rotten egg.
And then you get out smelling like it, but you're like, oh, I feel so refreshed. My skin feels so smooth. You smell like a hard-boiled egg that was out for too long. But you know what? You do you, boo.
You gotta give it. Gotta give and take. Gotta give and take.
All right, so, wait, what is the other lake I'm thinking of? There is another lake I'm thinking of where
Powell?
People are constantly, what?
Powell?
Is that the other one? Where people get in, like, jet skiing accidents and then they don't resurface because there's random undertows or vines or something that's underneath the ground or underneath the water?
Ooh, let's find it.
I can't recall. We'll have to ask the Google bot. It's 18 after the hour.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Stephen's Good Day radio program. I'm Jay Kirshner. She is Jen Horn. And, okay, I feel like we've been hearing a lot of back and forth from Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg until all of a sudden everything went silent. We're not hearing anything about this.
No more
this cage match anymore. Like, you know what? Give the people what we want. We want a cage match between these two.
Yeah, you promised you were big talkers. Let's get with it. Come on.
Yeah. Okay, so we know Mark Zuckerberg picked up jiu-jitsu and fighting during the pandemic. That was how he kept himself busy. And then he's doing jiu-jitsu competitions, training for competitive MMA, all of these things. Then Elon Musk is like, yeah, I can take them. And then, you know, the whole put your money where your mouth is. And we'll see if anything ever comes up with it. But right now, Mark Zuckerberg is kind of down for the count because he tore his ACL while training for an MMA fight early next year.
Okay, now's Elon's time.
Now is the time to pounce. Be like, okay, let's
get an injured week. Elon.
Yeah, so the MMA fight is going to be delayed a little bit, but it will still happen. Mark Zuckerberg is healing. He already had the surgery to replace it. But, dude, no, give us that cage match. Do you remember, what was it back in the day, the MTV Celebrity Death Match? Where they had celebrities, but it was like Claymation.
Claymation, yep. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and it got gnarly. I saw a clip, like one that was floating around on social media, and it was, I can't even remember who it was from. I think it was Ozzy Osbourne and somebody else. But, like, it's graphic. I mean,
it was
no
graphic
wonder they had to use Claymation.
Yeah. Actually, my old co-host in morning radio in Los Angeles used to do a lot of voices for those. Like, I think there was a Geraldo. There's, I don't know. He used to do a lot of different voices for the celebrity death match. So it wasn't even always voiced by the real actors. And, yeah, it was, like, pretty dang gruesome for Claymation.
Yeah, then again, it was on MTV, and they had, like, Beavis and Butthead and Daria. I never got into Beavis and Butthead, but Daria was my jam. I really enjoyed the Daria cartoons.
I didn't watch either of those. I was always, though, and I still, to this day, watch The Real World, The Challenge, Catfish is newer, but I love
okay,
all those
so, like,
MTV
the reality shows.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. So then you haven't missed a beat on anything because Zac Efron's not striking the three.
Oh, no, I'm
shows.
Doing fine. I've got Bachelor in Paradise.
Still
I'm doing just fine. It's fine.
Are you watching The Golden Bachelor?
Yeah, oh yeah, Golden Bachelor, Bachelor in Paradise. I'm watching a lot of the MTV shows. Golden Bachelor is really interesting. I have not watched this last week, so I don't know who won the home dates, but I do like the three ladies that he picked. I think those were, well, I like two of three of them a little more, but yeah, I think he's done well for himself, Gary.
Now, I'm not familiar with, I've never seen any of the Bachelor, Bachelorette franchises, any of that stuff, but is there any big difference other than age in the Golden Bachelor versus the OG Bachelor?
Just age, and I think they're actually moving through it quickly. I don't know what the normal season length is for the Bachelor, but this one seemed to go fast. Like, I think they're doing 8 episodes, and that's it, start to finish. So I feel like it's moving a little quicker, but I don't hate that. You know, you're getting kind of down to the meat. But it is kind of funny because some of the ladies, even though they're older, still get involved in the same lady drama that happens on the Bachelor, Bachelorette. But more than that, I think they're more supportive of each other than the younger cast, which is kind of nice.
Okay. Interesting. Okay, next question. How do we get Doug on it? We need to get Doug Golden Bachelor.
For years, we've seen them saying that they're going to do this, I think pre-pandemic, and we were trying to get Doug to do it. He'd be great. I think he does have to get a little bit more fancy, though. He's very, not that Gary's fancy, he's from Indiana, but I think we have to get him out of, like, the flannel shirts. We're going to give him a little makeover. And
we've seen him at the award shows. We've seen how fancy Doug can get. I mean, he's a regular James Bond.
Yeah, he looks good when he gets all dressed up, so I think we should get him on there. Got to get him to a play.
Yeah. All right. We're going to have to figure this one out. It's 27 after the hour.
What if you found a $20 bill on the supermarket floor? I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. You could save at least that much by buying in bulk, but not everything. AARP recommends stocking up on bread, which freezes well. Canned fruits and veggies and salmon and tuna are easy to store and have a long shelf life, as does pasta and peanut butter. And stock up when you spot a great deal on toilet paper, paper towels, tissues and napkins, and plastic wrap, plastic storage bags, and garbage bags. Worst foods to buy in bulk? Big containers of junk food, which goes stale quickly, and cheese, which doesn't freeze well. Because fish has high water content, freezing it too long can result in flavor loss. And olive oil has a limited shelf life. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Time for me to welcome in a lady who I consider to be my friend. Thank you, Elizabeth Miller at Calitrin. One of the things that confuses people sometimes is when you are trying to contemplate the actual value of this program versus another. But it takes a commitment, I think, as much as anything else. You got to really decide that you want to lose the weight, but then how do you keep it off?
Like you said, a lot of those other diet products out there, they're short-term fixes. They're quick fixes. They're lose 10 pounds in 10 days. You know, with Calitrin, it's not going to be a quick fix. You're likely not going to see just a whole lot of weight loss results in the first week or two. But you give it time to work, and you're going to start seeing that healthy weight loss.
So what's the deal?
We've got our huge Halloween sale up right now. It's our unlimited buy three, get three free, but we've also got discounts on every single month of Calitrin. All the information is on our website, toploss.com. You can also call us with questions. The number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
And when you check out, use the code Doug, D-O-U-G. Thank you, Elizabeth Miller.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Israeli troops have surrounded Gaza and are preparing to go in and flush out the terrorist organization Hamas. Israel said its forces have split Gaza into North Gaza and South Gaza after troops reached Gaza's coastline. The U.S. continues to push for a humanitarian pause in fighting, but Israel has ignored the Biden administration, saying all hostages held by Hamas would need to be released first as a part of the deal. Recent attacks in Iraq and Syria against American forces may have resulted in injuries to as many as 45 U.S. service members. According to NBC News, this number is more than double what the Biden administration had disclosed. Since October, bases housing U.S. personnel have been targeted in dozens of attacks. It's believed that the drone attacks and rocket attacks were carried out by Hezbollah, financed by Iran. Lance Pry, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Voice to the conversation. Leave us a message on 855-999-DUST.
Next message.
855-999-3684.
Got the message?
Yes.
It's 34 after the hour on Doug Steffens' Good Day Radio program. Doug's out. I'm Drake Kirscher. She's Jennifer Horn. Our DJ today, Jazzy James Collins at the control board, producing the best jams. Seriously.
So it's funny you brought up Jazzy James
today.
Because I don't know if you've seen us ladies of a certain age, we may like a band called New Kids on the Block, which was like the soundtrack of my junior high life. And they're touring this summer. It was like a big deal. They announced their tour with Paula Abdul, which they've done before. It's great fun to see her on stage. And she still is an amazing dancer. And instead of remember Will Smith, DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince?
Yes.
Only DJ Jazzy Jeff, no Will Smith. I don't know exactly what DJ Jazzy Jeff is going to do by himself. I didn't know he was like a lone act, but apparently he's also going to be opening for New Kids on the Block. So DJ Jazzy James, maybe you should volunteer your services and go on tour with DJ Jazzy Jeff and see what happens.
Duo.
Listen, I'd be down. So
Wouldn't that be fun?
So New Kids on the Block, would they sound something like this?
WAP WAP so that NSYNC and Backstreet Boys could run.
They did, by the way, the initial setup for boy bands everywhere. I mean, maybe you could say it was the Jackson 5, but no. It was New Kids on the Block.
One could say that, one may say that, but mm-hmm. I've been seeing a lot of things, too, of, you know, everybody still wants NSYNC to do a tour. Because they've reunited for a song on the
Up Control. And they're teasing us that they might. I
hope they do, but there are already people online that are, setting up the preference that, hey, if you weren't a fan of them during the first time, you have to stand in the back when you get in line.
Well, I agree with that.
If you don't rush getting off the couch and sitting down on the couch, you are not allowed to buy tickets.
Right. Well, because, you know, it was always the big war, Backstreet Boys or NSYNC. And I was always I love the Backstreet Boys, but NSYNC for me was always number one. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I think the people who chose NSYNC in that matchup should get priority in the ticket sales.
Yes. And because you had to declare, yes, you could listen to both bands. You could even throw 98 Degrees in there, all of that stuff. But you had to go harder for one. I was an NSYNC person too. Who was your favorite band member?
Oh, Joey. In order, it was Joey.
People make fun of you for that. I got picked on all the time. They're like, why Joey?
No, I love Joey. He was my very favorite. And so all of my friends, there were enough of them to each have a guy in NSYNC, except for Chris. Nobody picked Chris. But I was Joey. Jolene was JC. Jamie was Justin. And Trisha was Lance. And poor Trisha was so sad when she found out Lance was not playing for her team because she was a little disappointed. But
Any chance she had was gone.
It was over. But I thought JC was really cute. I was never much for Justin until now. Older Justin is a little more exciting.
Yeah, he got rid of the ramen hair.
Yeah, Joey was my jam. He was funny. He was cute. I thought he was great.
Yeah.
So you were a Joey girl, too. So.
I was a Joey girl. I was definitely a Joey girl. Okay, so some of the sad news, Ken Mattingly, the astronaut who helped Apollo 13, played by Gary Sinise in the Apollo 13 movie. He passed away.
Oh, no. Wait, who died?
Ken Mattingly.
Oh.
Yeah,
I was laughing. I was a little distracted because I have a home studio in which I'm sitting in right now, and my door is shut, and I have headphones on, but I was talking about Joey from NSYNC, obviously. We were just talking about that. And from behind the door, I heard my cat JoJo just meow at me hey, I'm in here. She thought I was calling her. Which totally distracted me, and I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, let me in.
But it just made me laugh. I'm like, why did I? And I go, oh, I said Joey. And she was like, yes, here I am.
Yeah. I get to come in and hang with you? Yay. Oh, poor JoJo. Ken Mattingly. So, okay, he's the one that, if you've seen the Apollo 13 movies, Ground Control helped bring the damaged Apollo 13 back. Gary Sinise played him. He died at the age of 87. No word how he died, but NASA released the statement that he passed away on October 31st. This guy had such an amazing career with space and everything, because his first space flight was in 72, and that was when he orbited the moon as a pilot of the Apollo 16 command module. Two other crew members landed on the moon's surface. What
he's seen in his life is incredible.
Right? Well, he was able to go do a spacewalk to collect the canisters with photographs that he snapped of the moon's surface during this, but it was the most traumatic mission was the one that he never even flew. It was supposed to be his first time flying with Apollo 13. He was supposed to be the piloting to command the module, and he was removed from the mission just days before launch because he was exposed to German measles.
Oh, wow.
So he was supposed to be on that flight. And to be honest, it's one of those things of everything happens for a reason, because he was the one who was able to bring them back safely from the ground. Had he been up there, would somebody else have been able to do that?
With his experience, you have to figure out why you are where you are, and you're right, it is for a reason.
And they lost, it was so damaged that they pretty much, lost everything. They were flying blind up there. So he is just one of those absolutely incredible things. He is a true hero, a true legend. His light will be missed, no doubt, but, man, what a life. 87 years old.
Got to see a lot, got to do a lot, saved people. You can't be sad for that. That's a life worth celebrating.
Yes, exactly. Speaking of celebrating, Veterans Day is coming up this Saturday. And is it this Saturday? The 11th. When is November 11th?
That's a good question. I think the holiday is Monday, though, isn't it? It's Saturday.
Yes, you're right. Mm-hmm. It's observed. It's going to be observed on Monday, the 12th. But it's always November 11th. And I think there are a lot of different ways that we can celebrate and honor veterans, people who have served, whether it's on the day or ongoing. You can organize a care package, packing party, do different care packages to be dropped off to troops or even the families at home who are holding it down with the home life while their
service
members are away.
Even just a letter is a really nice mm-hmm. thing to do. And you can gather people to do that, like in your church or if you've got, you know, a school that wants to do service. Those are great things to do because they need it. And we forget that even though, I mean, it seems like it is a time of war again with Israel, but mm-hmm. even at a time of peace for our country, there's still so many people who are deployed all over the place that get forgotten about mm-hmm. when we aren't seeing daily combat with our American troops.
And it does kind of feel like when it comes to Veterans Day and the acknowledgement, most people put time and effort into retired veterans and
yeah.
elderly. When it's a veteran is anybody who has served, is currently serving. You can visit veterans hospitals, volunteer your time. You can get creative with your children and just help them draw pictures or any other way to show gratitude to the service members. Schools, of course, always get in on this each year. You have
yeah.
a lot of different places who will and companies who will collect thank you letters.
I always love Tunnels mm-hmm. Towers as well, which I think is a really great organization. They are A-plus rated. They don't take a ton of money to run their organization, which is really important because if you're donating to something, you want to make sure the money goes where it's supposed to. And mm-hmm. they do so much great work, not just for veterans, but veteran families. Obviously, those that serve as well as police and fire, and they take people's mortgages away when people give the ultimate sacrifice, or they help create resources if people come home with catastrophic injuries that they have to totally mm-hmm. change up their whole life. It's a really, really great organization.
Yeah, sometimes the struggles that can't be seen, the mm-hmm. the PTSD and everything, you can have ways of doing, what are they, the food trains? Where
yeah.
you can get with a group of people and make a meal to drop off to a veteran you know. There's so many different things. And especially this time of year, if you're in a place where the lawn is still growing, go mow somebody's lawn who is a veteran. Go rake their leaves. Go just take a care package to any friends. And even as simple as any office place who has veterans as employees, take the time out of the day to, like, have a lunch or just do something where you just
mm-hmm.
acknowledge and show gratitude, because it is an incredible thing that our veterans have done and continue to do. It really is. These are the brave men and women who, honestly, when you think about things that are going on, whenever there's a war, nothing ever happens on our soil. And that's in large part because of our veterans.
Yeah. And they're a volunteer military. I mean, you think about how incredible that is, by and large. I mean, our nation has gone through periods of draft, but you think about people who just put their lives behind them, their families behind them, and they move forward to protect us, to give Yahoo's, you know, everybody in the world, or everybody in this country, the right to say whatever they want, whether it's true or not. We have the right to say it, and it's a huge gift, and it's something that not everybody on the planet gets, just the people who are lucky enough to be born American.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Like, even for just existing for who we are, how we are, we don't have to worry. I mean, aside from, like, the criminals, I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about the average everyday person. We don't have to be worried about being thrown in prison just for who we are.
Exactly.
It is. There are a lot of things that I think many people can agree on is wrong. We've discussed about how there are polls that say most people, like, one of the things that Democrats and Republicans can't agree on is that the country is going in the wrong direction. But it is still one of the best countries on this planet.
Still no place I'd rather live.
That.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. What are, it's okay, Jen, you host The Morning Answer, KRLA. What are some of the big conversations that you're going to be going into? Because I also feel like Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, well, Yeah, like the first couple of days of the week, there's a lot more news because of being over the weekend, you know what I mean, rather than the end of the week. So what are you going to focus on today?
Oh, we have a lot of stuff going on. Like the headlines every day have turned into like crime blotter headlines because California, Los Angeles particularly, is being so overwhelmed with crime. It's really pretty sad. So there's always the updates on that. We had a police officer who was killed off duty by a drunk driver and a repeat drunk driver in Los Angeles. So there'll be some local news. We also have our Senate race for California, which is heating up, and certain front runners. We've got Adam Schiff and Barbara Lee and Katie Porter. We'll be talking about that. And of course, the poll that we talked about in our program today about people thinking that the country's off course, also Trump beating Biden in several swing states. But you know, polls can change. They're just a moment in time. But is this real problem for Joe Biden? Is he going to have to revisit? And then something that I think a lot of people aren't talking about when it comes to Israel, and that's the border. The border security is ridiculous. It's open. And there was an arrest made over the weekend. Someone coming in from the Middle East with ties to terror groups that was just walking into our country and thankfully got picked up, but in another capacity by local law enforcement. So scary stuff at the border.
It really is. Oh, man, something to think about. All right, 48 after the hour.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So Q10
keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
After the hour on Doug Stephan's Good Day Radio program, I'm Jay Kirshner. Nick Miles is here. OurAutoExpert.com is where you can keep up with all things automotive. Nick, welcome, welcome.
Good morning. Good morning.
Now, you're currently in the middle of traveling. Where are you going?
Yeah. Fun? Yeah, I'm going to North Carolina, which can be fun if you find the right place in North Carolina. BMW do a big festival every year called Test Fest, in which they roll out all the latest BMW Minis and Rolls Royces, and they let you go play with them for a couple of days. And so I'm going to go play.
That's fun.
That's yeah, you get to do racetrack, and you get to do some mild off-roading.
Like you actually get to drive on the racetrack with this?
Yes, and they have professional race car drivers there, too. Bill Orbeland, who is their team lead, and Bill will take you around the track much faster than you're comfortable with.
That sounds like so much fun. So what's going on with the big three automakers in the latest, with GM, Ford, Stellantis?
Yeah, so we basically got the contracts that they just negotiated with the UAW to end the strike. And digging down deep into these contracts, it actually tells you what vehicles that the big three are going to be producing over the next few years when it comes to electrics, because the union wanted to negotiate the fact that they still had jobs even if there was new plants opening. So it looks like Stellantis, which is your Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram guys, will be producing a whole slew of battery electric vehicles. But the interesting thing is, in amongst all of this text, is the fact that they're going to be doing a mid-size truck, which is a smaller truck the size of a Tacoma. Now, they've been absent from that market for quite a while. The last one they had was a little Dodge, but it looks like that's going to be new. We're looking forward to seeing that in the next few weeks. Plus, about 146,000 union members will vote on contracts coming up. So hopefully they get ratified and everybody goes back to work and we get more cars to buy. That's the whole objective of the contract.
That's exciting. When would that go into effect?
So the contract actually runs between as soon as it gets ratified all the way to April 2028. So we should see a good supply and no more union action between now and then. They did call the strike off pending the ratification of that contract. It looks like that everybody is going to be going back to work as normal this morning, on a Monday morning. But Ford is also saying it's going to start committing investments, at least $8 billion towards electric vehicles. General Motors is going to have a whole bunch of new electric vehicles coming out, as is Stellantis as well. So those jobs are now secure. Stellantis is actually investing huge $19 billion in new production, including that mid-size truck, and they're going to start a new plant in Illinois.
That's awesome. Now, are the trends, is it still trending up for people buying electric vehicles?
You know, I just saw the registration numbers this morning for the UK, and they were up. It looks like we're going to hit about 1 million in the United States this year, which is, you know, people are saying, oh, only 8% of people are buying electric vehicles. Well, 1 million is a substantial number of vehicles. If you think about the average transaction price around $46,000, that's a lot of money changing hands for electric vehicles. It's going up, but the magic number is going to be about 15%. So we need to double the sales if electric vehicles are going to survive. That's the tipping point where they'll become basically regularly adopted vehicles rather than just a special small segment of what is on sale today.
Are there any recalls happening with electric vehicles, or even just recalls, I guess, for cars in general?
Always recalls. This week, Toyota announced 751,000 vehicles, 20 to 23 Toyota Highlander and Highlander Hybrid due to an issue with the lower bumper cover. Not a significant one, but something you want to get fixed. Honda's recalling about 200,000 vehicles. The Civic, because of incorrectly assembled steering racks, that's a bigger problem. BMW have under 10,000, and Ferrari actually are on the list as well. They have recalls on the Strada and on the SF90 Spider, and that's because of turbocharger oil problems. That's a bigger problem, probably needs to be fixed as soon as possible.
And will a lot of these parts that need to be replaced because of the strike, are they already in? Can people easily go to get these fixed, or is there kind of like a wait list for a lot of this?
So the good thing is that it's Toyota, Honda, BMW, Ferrari, and some small amount of Jaguars. All of those parts are made outside the UAW's domain. So it looks like you'll be able to get those parts, get your vehicle done as soon as they can get it on the service list.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, you can get more information. Keep up with Nick Miles, ourautoexpert.com. Nick, thank you. You're always so wonderful.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.